We all know there's a certain rhythm to New Orleans. Sometimes it's hard to explain, especially to people not from here. But there are those who get it, no matter where they're from. Some come to soak up the sounds, mostly the music, to check out the architecture, to bask in the lushness of the environment, and then they leave. But others, captured by the exotic quality of this strange place, stay.
I came to New Orleans for music and love, and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. Traveling from Gotland, which is an island in the Baltic Sea, which is where I grew up, way out in the country, which is probably as far away from New Orleans as you can get, I got on a plane one January day and moved to New Orleans. It was a culture shock.
That Swedish import, Teresa Anderson, who in 1990 at age 18 moved to New Orleans with her at the time musician boyfriend. Much has happened since then. That relationship ended. She went on to perform with a number of other bands. She left New Orleans for a while, then returned to create her own kind of music with its roots in the rhythm of the city.
The fact that I landed in New Orleans has really shaped me as a musician. It has taught me to become a performer, because here we have performers. There's incredible performers here. There are great entertainers, and I've learned from being around that. And also being good on your instrument, being able to improvise, being able to, this is a city by a river, so we have a lot of water. There's a lot of flow here. And in the music, there's a lot of flow as well, if you will. There's a lot of improvisation and a lot of sort of floating around each other. And that's something I've really picked up. I think also the rhythmical element of New Orleans, which is very, very strong, is something that has also put a mark in how I approach music and how I write.
Over the years, Teresa carved out a unique type of one-woman performance that blended electronic effects with her unique voice. Since it was hard to describe how she did that, in 2008 she made a YouTube video which, more than a million views later, helped to establish her as a creative rising star. Now she's into the next phase of her life. Married to New Orleans theater producer and puppet maker Arthur Mintz, with a baby daughter and a new record out, she's figuring out her own life rhythm.
I made the record, and now I'm actually on the road. I've been on the road with my daughter since she was 6 months old. And we try to travel as a family. My husband comes along as much as possible. And then when I'm in Europe, my mother will come along to help out. So we're keeping it within the family as much as possible. And it's so far, it's working out really good. And I think for us, we can see ourselves doing this at least till Elsie needs to start going to school.
In the meantime, there's lots of singing and lots of recording going on and, of course, an appearance at the Jazz Fest.
Well, this year for my Jazz Fest performance, which is going to be on Friday, May 4th, I'm going to do something that's been pretty unusual for me the past few years, as I've been performing solo all the time doing my one-woman show. I'm actually going to bring out a band on the stage. And this is because of my new CD, Street Parade, is written for horns and drums and voice. And so, naturally, I want to present that to the Jazz Fest audience.
For more information about Teresa Anderson, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.